This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders addressed 11,000 people at a rally in Greeley this afternoon. The stop was part of the independent politician's national Fight the Oligarchy tour. Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York also spoke about rebuilding person-to-person communities.
If you don't know your neighbor, it's easier to turn on them. That's why they want to keep us separated, alone, and apart, scrolling on our phones, thinking that the person next to us is some kind of enemy. But they're not.
A second rally in Denver at Civic Center Park is set for 5 o'clock. Organizers expect more than 20,000 people there. Local and federal authorities are sparring over the escape of two men from an immigration detention facility. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the spat underscores an ongoing tension between federal immigration and local police officials.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement claims Aurora PD declined to help them look for the men after they bolted Wednesday night. But Aurora police say they weren't notified about the escape for more than 4.5 hours. Under terms of their agreement with ICE, that means they won't respond as though it is an emergency. A power failure at the ICE center allowed a door to pop open. The men simply walked out and are being sought. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
And the Colorado State University men's basketball team won today and will advance in the March Madness tournament. The Rams have now won 11 games in a row. Next, they play Sunday. CSU is the only team from Colorado to make either the men's or women's tournament. This is CPR News.